Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stress Less Daily. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Now let's talk about something we all struggle with. Forgiveness. You know that feeling when someone does something that really rubs you the wrong way? It can fester, turn into resentment, and pretty much hijack your entire day, week, or even month. We hold on to anger, bitterness, and those what, it's like they're gold nuggets, but trust me, they're more like rusty old pennies weighing us down. Holding on to grudges doesn't just impact the other person, it messes with us. It keeps our minds in a constant state of fight or flight, triggering stress hormones and making it harder to find peace. Today, we're diving into the power of forgiveness, not for them, but for you. Because at its core, forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment so you can finally move on and live a more joyful, peaceful life. Okay, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you get there. 1. Forgiveness isn't condoning what happened. Ever heard the saying, forgive but don't forget? It's true. Holding onto accountability is important. But forgiveness isn't about saying what they did was okay, it's about choosing not to let it control you anymore. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep wearing a shirt with a giant coffee stain on it, would you? Forgiveness allows you to wash that stain out of your emotional life. 2. It's a process, not an event. Forgiveness isn't a magic switch you flip overnight. It takes time, self-compassion, and maybe even some tough conversations with yourself. Be patient with the journey. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel like giving up, but keep reminding yourself of why you're doing this for your own peace of mind. 3. It starts with acknowledging your feelings. Bottling them up only makes them fester. Allow yourself to feel the anger, hurt, betrayal, whatever it is. Name those emotions, journal about them, talk to a trusted friend. Just don't let them consume you. Remember, feeling your feelings doesn't mean dwelling in them. 4. Practice empathy. It's easier said than done, but try to see things from the other person's perspective. Were they going through something difficult? Did they make a mistake out of fear or insecurity? Understanding their motivations, even if you don't condone their actions, can sometimes soften the sting of resentment. 5. Focus on the benefits of forgiveness. Think about how much lighter you'll feel, how much more energy you'll have to focus on things that truly matter. Imagine the stress melting away and replaced with a sense of calm and liberation. Those are pretty powerful motivators, right? Now let me paint you a picture. Picture Sarah. She worked at a company where she poured her heart and soul into every project. One day, her boss takes credit for one of her major accomplishments. Sarah feels betrayed, angry, and humiliated. She wants to quit, confront him, maybe even write a scathing email, we've all been there. But instead, Sarah decides to take a step back. She acknowledges the hurt and anger she's feeling, but she also knows holding onto it will only poison her own happiness. So she chooses to focus on her work, proves her worth with every project, and even starts looking for new opportunities where her talents are truly valued. By forgiving her boss and more importantly herself, Sarah frees herself from the weight of resentment and opens doors to a brighter future. See? Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about choosing peace over pain. It's about recognizing that you have the power to break free from the cycle of anger and create a more fulfilling life for yourself. So today, I challenge you to take one step towards forgiveness. Maybe it's journaling about your feelings, talking to someone you trust, or simply making a conscious decision to let go of the past. Remember, you deserve peace, joy, and happiness. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks that door. And with every act of forgiveness, you're not just freeing yourself, you're also creating a ripple effect of compassion and understanding in the world. So keep spreading the love, friends. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Stress Less Daily, where we'll be exploring more ways to navigate life with grace and ease. Until then, remember to breathe, be kind to yourself, and never stop striving for that peaceful life you deserve.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.